Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This Saturday, Gary Shredjinski will raise money to restore lighthouses near his home in Kittery, Maine. And he'll do it by swimming to them. Now, if you're in Arizona or Florida, may we remind you, the water is very cold in Maine right now, in the 30s in Bar Harbor. But Gary swims 5 times a week year-round, and he joins us. And Gary, we should say, you're not one of those polar bears, you know, who wears a Speedo and takes a quick plunge. This is long-distance swimming. So what do you wear this time of year?
I'm wearing a combination of scuba gear and surfing gear. Winter surfing has become a popular sport here in New England, and I have to say that wetsuit technology has really improved over the last 10 years.
Well, so you don't get what those polar bear plungers get, which is that much, you know, skin right to the water. But still, do you get an uptick in your heart when you plunge in?
It's still cold. It doesn't matter what you wear. Those waters are frigid out there.
So how do you train? What kind of swimming do you do?
Well, it's just like a lifestyle. I don't even, like, consider it training. It's almost like it's somebody taking a daily walk. I've just always taken a daily swim, and I just never wanted to stop once autumn came around. And New Hampshire and Maine has the most beautiful estuaries. They're inland rivers. They're flooded rivers, and the salt water comes in. And so these estuaries don't freeze, and it's open water year-round.
Hmm. Do you take a day off when, you know, there's snow or other
weather? I actually love going when it's snowing. It's so beautiful when it's snowing. If there is a blizzard, if there is 60-mile-an-hour gusts of wind, I'm out there trying to get used to all conditions.
What's that like? That must be disorienting.
Not at all. Swimming is about being calm and being peaceful, and I have to say, the rivers and the estuaries have been like my church. It's a place where I'm at peace. It's where I meditate. It's where I pray. And it's a very peaceful for me.
I understand that. But I've heard you say that swimming in a snowstorm is like swimming in a piña colada.
It is. When we have the snow, I've been going out in the snow, and there's like that fine white slush. You have to swim across the top, and it is. It's like swimming in a margarita. can't see, but, you know, in front of you, it's just a big blob of white.
Well, we still think this is kind of special and probably not for everybody, but here you are, and you're going to be swimming to raise money to restore and preserve lighthouses. So tell us about the two you're going to swim for.
I'm starting in Rye, New Hampshire, a place called Odorn Point, and from there, I'm probably swimming about a mile and a half to the Whaleback Lighthouse, which is actually in Maine, and it's at the mouth of Portsmouth Harbor. So I'm going to get out, get on the rocks, give the lighthouse a big hug, and then from there I'm going to swim to the Portsmouth Lighthouse, which is in Newcastle, New Hampshire. And then after that I'm going to swim to Kittery, to the Kittery Town Dock, where the band is going to play, a benefit for those two lighthouses and the American Lighthouse Foundation.
We understand you can't stop while swimming.
It's not a good idea in these water temperatures. What happens is a thin layer of water gets in your suit, and your body has to keep moving to keep your core body temperature at 98.6. And if you stop, that could be trouble for a certain amount of time.
So what do people up in Kittery think about all of this?
Well, when they first saw me, they thought it was a monster in the creek. Some called the police, and they go, what is this? Is a rogue seal?
Terrorists coming ashore.
Right. And eventually here, folks got used to seeing my footprints going up the hill from the creek and to my house, but I think they're used to me now. They still think I'm nuts, but it was a shock for them at first to see me here.
Well, in fact, we understand you inspired a local theater group to perform a play entitled The Creek Man, the unbelievable true story of the accordion-playing merman. Because, wait, there's more. You're not just a long-distance winter swimmer. You also are a professional accordion player, and you host the Polka Party radio show on WUNH.
Yes, very odd life, huh, Robin? I'm only being myself. I tell everybody, I'm not trying to be different. This is something I've been my whole life. I've played music since I was 8 years old. But, you know, growing up in a working-class family, you didn't play music for a living. And then even as a child, I grew up on New England's largest river, the Connecticut River, and my parents always said, you stay away from that river. So my life is the result of not listening to what my parents told me to do.
Gary Shredjinski, we wish you luck on your swim.
Thank you so much, Robin.